You're listening to Learn Japanese Pod, the podcast that helps you sound more natural and fluent in Japanese. And you are also listening to the Learn Japanese Pod Shorts edition of the podcast, where we take a lightning quick look at a completely random word or phrase to amaze, surprise, and impress your Japanese friends so much that they fall off their chairs and gasp, Aitsu suge. どこで覚えたの? Ami-sensei, how are you today? What's new?
I'm good. Not much. How are you today?
I'm very good, thank you.
Good.
I'm in a good mood, and I'm ready to do this Learn Japanese Pod short.
Me too.
So, Ami-sensei, what on earth is today's phrase?
Today's phrase is hanpanai, which means something like incredible, amazing, awesome, or unbelievable. It comes from the term chūtohampa, which means half-hearted, half-assed, careless, or incomplete, something like that. So if you use the negative form, which is chūtohampa janai, or simply hanpanai, it means the opposite, which is well done, amazing, or epic.
Right, there you go. And you do hear this a lot. It's quite casual, I guess, hanpanai.
It is, yeah.
Hear it a lot in conversation, and sometimes in anime, you'll hear it in movies, TV dramas and stuff. So what can you give us just a basic example sentence?
Sure. So one basic one is hanpanai yo ne. Hanpanai yo ne. And another one is ano hito hanpanai yo ne. Ano hito hanpanai yo ne.
So hanpanai yo ne could mean that that's amazing, it's awesome. And then ano hito hanpanai yo ne. That guy is amazing. Now, just a quick question. I mean, is this always positive?
Not always. It can be used negatively, which is kind of funny, right?
Right. It's kind of, it's a bit like sugoi, right? Aitsu sugoi.
Yes.
Right.
And so, like really sugoi.
And really sugoi. So as you may know, sugoi means amazing, right?
Yes.
But it can either be positive or negative depending on the situation and the way you say it. So like, it's kind of like the word unbelievable in English, right? That guy is unbelievable, or unbelievably good, or unbelievably terrible, right? So it depends. But usually, would you say usually? I mean, it's a positive meaning, right?
Yeah, usually.
Yeah, so
A lot of times.
So, hanpanai yo ne. So that's really cool, isn't it? And ano hito, hanpanai yo ne. That person is really cool. Nice. Do you have some other examples?
Yes, I sure do. How about ano hito no ryori maji hanpanai. Ano hito no ryori maji hanpanai.
Ano hito no ryori maji hanpanai. What does that mean?
So that means that person's cooking is amazing.
Cool.
And here's another one. Ano hito no kinniku maji hanpanai. Ano hito no kinniku maji hanpanai. That person's muscles.
Yeah. Are amazing,
is,
right?
That guy, amazing.
That guy is crazy muscly, right? Yeah.
That's so funny. It's funny because, like, it's something I would say, but I think maybe, you know, some other people would. How about 彼女のダンスは超半端ない. 彼女のダンスは超半端ない. That girl's dancing is amazing. It's so incredible.
Yeah, and that cho means super or very, right? So 彼女のダンスは超半端ない. So her dancing is absolutely incredible. It's epic.
Right. And then, ロブは5カ国語話せるよ。彼は半端ないね。ロブは5カ国語話せるよ。彼は半端ないね。
Yeah, so that guy can speak 5 different languages. That guy is amazing. 彼は半端ないね。
彼は半端ないね。
By the way, this is actually a shout out to my good friend Rob, who can speak, I think, about 5 languages.
Oh, hi Rob.
Hey Rob, how's it going, Rob? And he is definitely 半端ないね with his language speaking. By the way, some of you might have heard this phrase before, but there's a different pronunciation of 半端ない, which is 半端ねえ。So 半端ねえ is more of a kind of casual or rough way of pronouncing it. And this is usually used more by men. And you'll see it usually in movies or anime when a guy is speaking in a kind of a very rough kind of casual way. You can use it. Probably more polite just to say ない、半端ない。But you will hear ね。Now, ね is, you hear it a lot when you have a negative verb or a negative adjective. So, for example, usually you say 高くない。高くない means it's not expensive or it's not high, right? But you'd actually change it to 高くね。
right.
Or 暑くない。It's not hot. 暑くね。
美味しくない。
これ。
Yeah.
Oh, this is disgusting. Yeah. 美味しくない。It's not delicious. 美味しくね。You'll definitely sound very rough.
Yes.
Almost like kind of fighting words. I would have thought.
Yes.
あいつ半端ね。That guy's like.Crazy, awesome, yeah, right. So, Ami Sensei,
hi.
What is your 半端ない?
I would say in recent days, something I find 半端ない is my new laptop.
Oh, no way. So, you're so how do you say? なんていう? ノートは半端ないよ。
ノートパソコン?
ノートパソコン。
新しいノートパソコンは半端ない。
そう。
で、
アミ先生何買った？
あ、specifically, I got a new MacBook Pro.
Woo! With the new M1 chip,
yes,
right?
Yes, with the new M1 chip.
あのさ、M1、M1 ってマジ半端ねえ。
マジ半端ない。Yes. So I'm really excited and...happy about my purchase, but speaking of purchase,
yeah, oh yeah,
it's crazy expensive, right? It's it's maji hampanai,
maji hampanai. Ah, okay,
yeah, the kakaku,
yeah, kakaku. Yeah. So when you say kakaku ga hampanai, so the price is unbelievable, but unbelievably expensive, right?
So, yes.So in that case, yes, it's a negative.
It's a negative, right. So,
Alex-san, はどうですか?
Ah, so, 何が半端ないかな? Ah, そうね、あのね、最近、あの、東京ヴァイスというシリーズを見た。東京ヴァイスはマジ半端ない。あの、話が面白くて、演技が良くて、
はい、
ものすごく面白いテレビ番組ね。とりあえず見てください、皆さん。So, have you seen Tokyo Vice?
知らないです。見てないです。
見てない。It's really, really good. It's definitely worth watching. And it's a story about a guy called Jake Adelstein, who was a reporter in Tokyo covering crime.In the early 2000s. It's really, really interesting. And as someone who's lived in Tokyo for a long time, it's really, really interesting to see how they portrayed life in Tokyo and also the, I guess, the seedy underbelly of the Yakuza and crime. Yeah, it's very, very interesting. It's the usual side of Japan you don't see, like the kind of underbelly. But the acting's fantastic, really interesting story.
Is it a drama?
It's a drama, yeah, it's a drama.
Oh, okay.
And actually, you know, I don't think there's a weak actor among them. There's like the main lead is the guy who plays Jake. He's great. And all the other actors and actresses are fantastic. They're really, really good. It's maji hanpanai.
見てみます.
ぜひ見てください.
はい.
I'd be really interested to get your opinion, what you think about it as a Japanese person, to see if they've accurately portrayed Tokyo in the early noughties.
So maybe in our next episode, we can talk about it.
Absolutely.
Our long podcast.
Absolutely. No, we could. I did want to do a podcast on Tokyo Vice because it is hanpanai. So, minasan, I hope you understood today's phrase, hanpanai, which means absolutely epically awesome. Zehi tsukatte mite kudasai. And if you have any questions or comments or suggestions for future podcasts, please write to us at info@learnjapanesepod.com. That's info@learnjapanesepod.com. Don't forget, you can visit our website at learnjapanesepod.com. And you can join our wonderful community of Discord members. People in there are hanpanai yo. Mina wa hontou ni hanpanai.
Hanpanaku yasashi.
Hanpanaku yasashi desu ne. So, Ami sensei, thank you very much for another super interesting Learn Japanese Pod Short!
どういたしまして?
See you next time, guys. Bye!
またね!